Welcome to Engaging the Muse. I'm your host, Kat Spina. This podcast is all about giving voice to the creative process, meeting my guests where they are, and illuminating how they got there. I welcome to the program painter, sculptor, muralist, Ryan Cronin of Ryan Cronin Art Gallery, Crone Art USA. I am so excited to have you be a part of Engaging the Muse podcast tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kat. It's great to be with you.
Every time I connect with a guest, I think about how did we meet? How did we connect? And the biggest thing that comes to my mind, it's actually twofold. Number one, I've always had an affection for New Paltz, and we'll get into that soon. There are two particular designs that really stopped me in my tracks from this artist. And one is called Home. And Home is a painting of a dragonfly with a heart around it. And I was just mesmerized by that. And it came to me at a time in my life when I was really needing signs and I needed to be shown something from the universe, feedback that I need to make some change. And then years later, I saw a very important installation that was all about Ryan's inspiration behind or affection for domestic beers, which is really cool because I was walking down Water Street Market, where his art gallery is in New Paltz, and I see Rheingold. Rheingold was a beer that my grandfather owned back in the day, and we had our very first conversation in 2015. So I am so grateful for you to share a little bit more about what makes your art yours. Because we have such common ground when it comes to New Paltz, how did you find your way to New Paltz as an artist?
I was enrolled at a school of visual arts. I was about 19, maybe. Living in Manhattan, I grew up in Westchester County, and in high school, I was taking classes at School of Visual Arts for film and photography, and so it seemed like a natural transition to go into New York and pursue a career there, and which at that point, like I said, it was film and still photography. So yeah, I was living on 14th Avenue between 2nd and 3rd and going to school at SVA. I wasn't feeling it. You know, it was like, honestly, I felt really alone. So one of my roommates had suggested that I pick up a paintbrush. A couple of them went to Cooper Union and they were painters. And to me, the whole idea of painting was kind of intimidating because, you know, I didn't render the figure as well and wasn't really formally trained and still liked drawing and painting and such. So it just seemed intimidating, the hierarchy of the art world and all that. You know, I was going to a commercial school, and I was a lowly photographer, filmmakers was my sort of impression at that time. I did start painting there and it came naturally. I wasn't exactly feeling comfortable in Manhattan. So I was out. I took a year off, went to Boulder, Colorado, just lived, and then transferred to SUNY New Paltz. The day I showed up here and walked down Main Street and just saw the activity, the energy of the creative and artistic mind of the people that in this community, I knew I was home.
Bringing something, like you said, I didn't have that formal training. I didn't go through everything. I didn't know every single brushstroke of how to be the most magnificent painter. But you found your voice in the medium. And that is really, really powerful.
Yeah. I'm really fortunate because I figured out how to create something that's, a language, an image that's my own, and I feel really fortunate that through my journey, because like you say, because it is a journey. I mean, we all set a course, but there's so much uncertainty to it. It's really that uncertainty we have to hold, like embrace, and kind of, it's okay to be uncertain, you know, when, you know, for, I think a lot of people, but I think maybe creative thinkers and creators can kind of handle uncertainty a little better than some other professions out there. So to me, it's that uncertainty that is really important in my work.
Building upon that idea of space and creativity, what do you think it is about New Paltz and the surrounding areas that has really inspired your work?
In the early 90s, I was always interested in traveling around the village and sort of outside the village of New Paltz and into the surrounding areas. I saw a lot of like these hand-painted signs, right? Like people who were like selling firewood and firewood for sale signs. And that always interests me. And they would always, you know, a lot of people would put a little extra effort into their signage. That here we have this presence of art in their work because it stated something. As you drove by or walked by, you would have a second or two or however long it was to view the signage, the work, and then you moved on, you know. And if you wanted firewood, you would stop and, you know, you would buy firewood or a tag sale or a yard sale or whatever it was. So without this art intention, right? So that interests me.
That is so fascinating because I remember reading The Power of an Idea. And it goes through my grandfather's inspiration behind using what we have. And he used a piece of cardboard to later spark the idea of the Miss Rheingold contest. The rest is history. What is it about being in the public eye or positioning your work for people to consume it?
I started like placing my work in the public realm, you know, hanging it from like bridges, like the bridge over the Wallkill River or off the thruway in, you know, sort of high traffic areas where I could reach people, you know, reach an audience, you know, present the idea, the statement, or, you know, whatever I was trying to get across.
And that's exactly it. Your art is so influenced by this area. What's a project that comes to mind?
General Electric was dredging the Hudson River. It sparked this, what I called the Fishing the Hudson Valley campaign. So I painted these like wood cutout fish and I would hang them from bridges or across, you know, on the thruway exit and, you know, present them to, you know, a bigger audience. To me, it was important to kind of reach a broader audience. So the idea of, you know, working in public was pretty attractive. And, you know, I started to get a little bit of attention through it. And it was fun because there was this, you know, guerrilla aspect to it. You know, back then I didn't really like ask for permission. I just kind of did. And, you know, anonymously, but, you know, eventually it started to, you know, the audience started to figure out who it was. And so that was kind of interesting to me.
Sometimes art is by any means necessary. Your work has become so recognizable, not only in the community, but on that wider scale. What about words of wisdom? Has there been a mentor along the way or somebody who has left you with a memorable message that has also shaped your art?
Like one of my professors always he said to me, you know, just paint what you know or what you see, the world around you. To me, when you remove yourself from that comfort and familiarity, that's a place of growth as an artist. And that to me is a huge point of emphasis in what I do and why I do it.
Ryan, I am inspired by inspired people, and you are one of them. Thank you so much for being part of Engaging the Muse.
Thanks for having me, Kat.
Hey everyone, I want to take a minute and let you know where you can find Ryan's work. If you're heading up to the Hudson Valley, stop into New Paltz. Go check out Water Street Market. Ryan's gallery is there, 10 Main Street, New Paltz, New York. If you're not able to make it up there, definitely check out his website, cronartusa.com. That's cronartusa.com. Thank you again for listening.
If you want to learn more about the process, creativity, and the journey, check out my website, catspinamusic.com. Thank you again for listening.